Midnight Hour. I once wrote a poem about an owl that tried to peck me. And while it is one of my funniest poems, you know, it is kind of real. I actually return in my memories to that night because it was beautiful, warm, fragrant, and at first pretty calm. In and about that time, I was described as having swagger. I certainly had multiple fanny packs, of which I was quite proud of. And the observation came from a large group of American scouts, and they don't lie. Any real adventurer, from Tomb Raider, archaeologist, bullfighter, to a bonfire sausage aficionado like myself, needs to dress the part. And I can never stress enough that a proper adventurer requires a large knife. Sausage shrink wrap won't open all by itself. And you always need to be real mindful of the brown bear. The black bear is just a big raccoon. But the brown bear, they require you to bear one of your arms and all the way up to your shoulder. It is true that they are large. But you know, they can't turn around to bite you when you are turning right around with them. I've been to the Baltic Sea, the Atlantic Ocean, and the Florida Keys. And I get to tell you, it is the atmosphere. The Baltic Sea is ancient and beautiful, but somehow there is always a stand all too near with a person selling delicious smoked flounder. The Atlantic Ocean is as busy and hasty as New York City. Down in Florida Keys is nice, much slower, but you know, also busy. Lake Michigan over at Ludington or Nordhaus is much different. It has been left alone by the world. Nordhaus is a tiny wilderness. It is a very healthy part of the world that exists at the natural pace of nature, as universe intended. If any owl is to confuse your hair bun with a delicious crunchy little gerbil, or, as it was in my case, tries to peck you, Nordhaus is where it will all go down, without a doubt. The deer at the state park are tame and beautiful. Coyotes are handsome and well-mannered. The black bear population appreciates humans as people care about them. Bears are adorable. The porcupines are the peacocks of Nordhaus and just as large and calm, emanating an ancient wisdom. Luckily, there are no brown bears, so you don't have to practice any rectal palpitation war techniques. The most common animal at Nordhaus and the state park, and also my most beloved, is the ever-beautifully attired seagull. They are the heart and soul of all the lonesome, endless beaches, and most introspective and calm of all the creatures. They know humans well and adventurers even better. They know when they are sad or lonely, or have an extra French fry, oh, they do, and will gently come over to say hello, and with all their heart. They'll warn you of any rain, alert you to the snake, eagle, and hawk, and above all, Just check up on you every once in a while. The nicest bird. Such manners. The nicest. I must confess that I have never been to Nordhaus in winter. I am far too jealous to even watch winter at Nordhaus videos. But when it snows where I am at, I sometimes wonder what it would be like to stay at Nordhaus when it's cold and snowy. And by extension, whether the lake freezes, if it is just floating icicles, or hard and thick ice that you can travel on. If you ever go visit Michigan's Nordhaus, winter or summer, count on adventure, and know that it will be precious, precisely what you need, and that it will be gentle and beautiful.
The Midnight Owl. Once, late at night, I was prancing in the moonlight, marching through the woodlands of Ludington State Park, and I must say, even with the moonlight, the woods remained dark. There was an occasional bark or a howl, but it didn't get scary till I heard an owl. "Hoo-hoo," she said, "I'm about to swoop down and peck you all dead." "No, thank you, dear madam," I sweetly replied, as I hastened my step and lengthened my stride. "Hoo-hoo," I heard, to which I yelled, "Now to gallop, I ain't afraid of no bird." "Hoo-hoo," she added, and I was running forward with all the pep squirting urine at every step, and finally jumped into a moonlit clearing, and she made a 180 and perched upon a tree, leering. I was lucky, and my camp was near. Legend is that she's still out there, filling the woods with fear. So if you're ever out there and hear a hoot, better grab onto your butt and scoot.